We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Maximum Security Soldier Game. He keeps meddling on. Maximum Security. Country has 1-2 down to the line. Maximum Security wins the Kentucky Derby.
So for the first time in the history of the Kentucky Derby, the horse that crossed the line first has been disqualified. After the objection, Country House wins the Kentucky Derby.
There you have it, Randy. That's what happened on Saturday at Churchill Downs. For the first time in history, the horse that won didn't win. And the reason that the horse that won didn't win, well, you know, they bumped another horse and
yes.
all that.
Yes.
But it's because of instant replay. It's because of the fact that we have access to angles and slow motion and HD and not only access to it, but now reliance on it
yes,
because of the access
right
to
there,
it.
Reliance on it.
And I don't know where it goes from here because this, I don't know if, is this the biggest example of that swaying an outcome in a sporting event ever? Maybe it's $9 million. It went one direction to another.
Correct.
I mean, the final call in the final four with the foul call and the 3-point shot, there's a lot of instances recently where the use of replay, or I guess lack of replay, in the case of the NFC Championship game and the Saints and the Rams, but now we'll have it because of that play going forward. We'll have replay on pass interference calls. It just seems like we may be going too far.
It's not going too far. It's going too far to certain people. Like you said earlier, you were so pro replay at one time. Now
I was.
You're coming back from some people like myself, just old school. Blank happens, Andy. People are going to miss some things. That's what it is. But now we've got so much technology that you said in the bullpen, is it more going towards because the gambling aspect of it and all these different things? To me, it just seems I've always been a part. Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen out of your control. But you have all this technology to get it right. And I know a lot of people, well, it slows down the game. It's not even a point where I care if the game slowed down. I just look at it as like people make mistakes. And you understand that. And unless you're on the other side of that mistake, you really don't care. Like, I know New Orleans Saints fans never cared about replay as much as they do now because they got robbed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now you got all the horses. Now they care more. The horse trainers for Maximum Security, they don't care about it. But if it happened to them, they would have cared about it. You see what I'm saying? Like,
no, absolutely.
If it was them, you would have been like, oh, no, we need to see this, need to see this. What happened? We're complaining about that.
But what's weird about it is that this is not the first time
no.
that a missed pass interference call has decided a game or that horses have bumped one another down the stretch of a race to maybe potentially determine the outcome. Like, we've had error and accidents and the human nature in sports, and I mean, it's hard to call it that in horse racing because it's horses, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The natural nature of what actually is happening in the sport is one of the things that's just kind of a part of it. And it's interesting to hear from your perspective, a guy who actually was on the field playing in games, to say, yeah, blank happens.
It does.
But why have we gotten to the point where we don't allow blank happens to be a suitable answer anymore? That's what I don't understand. Like, why is this insistence on everything being perfect and everything being correct?
Because you want to get, there's nothing in life that's perfect.
It's impossible.
But you want to try and get it to as perfect as you can.
Okay.
And especially if it determines an outcome, especially in sports, of win or loss. You know, and a lot of times, and I look at the whole thing and I go back to the Saints thing all the time. Yeah, that was a blown call. Yeah, it was.
Of course it was.
A blown call.
It's funny.
It's funny.
I like to make fun of Saints fans.
I don't want them Saints fans after me. But what I'm saying is like, but you still had ample opportunity to win the game. That's my
sure,
thing.
Sure.
You still got the ball. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If that was the last play of the game, then okay. And some people are like, well, they were emotionally destroyed. No, dude, you're professional, okay? You get over it. Just like I was talking about earlier when you got a teammate lying down there.
Yeah.
You get over it and you move on because, you know, it's always the next play is the most important play. But it just seems like it's a rush for perfection in everything now. And everything's going to be replayed. And we're talking about the new pass interference. You said it. What else is going to be replayed now? It's going to be offsides. It's going to be. They'll probably come out and try to find a way to replay holding now.
I think everything eventually.
Everything.
I mean, that's the direction that it's going in. I mean, how do you stop if you're willing to make this reviewable, or you can use replay for this, that, or the other, then why would you limit that?
Yes.
What's the point? If you're going to have it, then go all in. And we were talking about it in the bullpen. Or go all in the other direction. And I think that this is impossible at this point. I don't think that you can put the toothpaste back in the tube or whatever metaphor you want to use. But that's kind of where I'm at with all of this stuff. Like, I never had a problem before there was replay.
Like, was
it a national crisis?
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't. And now, all of a sudden, everything is replayed. And then it always looks worse when it's slowed down.
Of course.
It's always everybody like, oh, well, that's not the way the referee saw it.
Right.
You know, he didn't see it that slow.
That's not reality.
It goes fast out there. And so now you're like, oh.
Unless we're going to get to a point where, and maybe this is what people want, unless you get to a point where, like in tennis, literally everything is potentially under review at all times, and the entire field or tennis court or whatever game or sport you're talking about is completely monitored by cameras in every angle, and they can recreate it digitally in 3D like that. Because you've seen it in tennis, where everybody claps, and they go in and they zoom in, and they get it right, and they get it right every single time, which is good. But we're going to do that in football now? And it's going to, on every play, you're going to go back and review and make sure that the catch was caught and 2 feet were down and the tackle was made here and the ball was here and this and that. And if you can get it to that point, okay, I guess. But you're not there yet.
No.
So it's going to be a lot of frustration on the path to that. But again, I understand that it's because technology has advanced.
Yes.
I get that.
Yes.
And I guess maybe it would be silly to ignore the advancement of technology. We can't do
that. You can't do it.
You can't do
that. It seemed like every week it's something new coming out. And you're like, oh. And this is going to make the game better. And it's going to, sometimes all that technology, just chill out.
Because I think another part of it is beyond that, we have the ability to see it. And you've got the 4K TVs that you can get a 4K TV for $350 right now. Yeah, it's going to happen this weekend.
It's going to happen.
Sam's Club's having a really nice sale this weekend.
Mother's Day sale.
We're going to get over there and get a 55 inch.
There you go.
Yeah, I talk
big boy.
I talked my way all the way into the 55 inch.
Oh, big boy.
I was like, if we're going to do it, you might as well do it. And I was like, look how big the wall is compared to the little TV we have up there now. It would be embarrassing. You know, we got to get anyway. So everyone has the potential to have access to that great technology that 25 years ago we didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have cameras like that. You didn't have close-ups like that. You didn't have slow-mo like that. But I also think it's because of the way that sports are run right now in front offices and coaching staffs. We're so analytically driven that we've got – and I think this is what we were talking about, or maybe me and Chuck were talking about it last week. I don't remember. With what's going on in the NBA right now with the Rockets and the Warriors.
Right.
And this idea that you can get to the point where you can basically game the system by getting fouls called on 3-point baskets and trying to basically maximize your analytic potential for scoring as many points as you can on per possession, because the game has been analyzed that way by all these people in front offices to where they've got to the point where they think that it can be a math equation. And if you think that sports can be a math equation, then you would think that you would be able to make everything perfect.
Right.
And I think that that's the disconnect. I think we have a lot of people making decisions that are functioning under the idea that things can be made to be perfect on the field and forgetting that there are humans that have to go out there and do these things.
Might as well get robotic.
And that's the thing. Are you going to have robot refs?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do? Because that's basically what you're doing. By spending 22 minutes going back and looking at replays and this is what happened at the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. The stewards, which I didn't even know that's what they were called. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
We learned
three of them.
A new name.
There's three of them.
Three stewards.
Yes, three of them.
Every game or sport, I guess, has their own refs. You got umps in baseball, refs in football and basketball, and you got stewards in horse racing. They took 22 minutes to go look at the TV, slowed-down version of this thing, and then came out with a decision that had never been made before in the history of horse racing. Didn't explain it either, which is frustrating.
Really.
It would have been good if they would have maybe given a little bit more of an explanation and not just a statement, but that's essentially a robot making a decision. It just took 22 minutes instead of it being immediate.
And you said it earlier. When did we really start caring about it like this? Because they had replay when I was growing up.
Sure.
They showed it. They had the replay and everything. But you just looked at it just to look at it. We really didn't overanalyze the replay like we used to, like they do now. I mean, we really didn't. I mean, it really wasn't that big a deal. But now, like you said, with the advances in technology as far as the replay, because every year it seems like they're adding something to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think
every single year
it struck me, and this is what the NFL is doing. Every year they change 5 rules, and then they have to make 10 rule changes to fix those 5 rules that they changed, and that's going to go on in perpetuity until they either go all the way back or they fix it, which is not going to happen.
What is fit?
Yeah, exactly.
What would you determine is fixable?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right. Unless
it can't be perfect.
Because only way you, in some people's mind, that you're going to make it perfect, if you review everything. If you review every single thing. Every time there's a damn flag, review it to make sure that the referee that's out there got it right. And you want to talk about slowing down the game. I mean, every single flag. Could you imagine every single flag? There's going to be a replay to make sure if these guys got it right.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of shots of Jim Nantz and Tony Romo having conversations in the booth.
Despedito, or whoever that guy is.
Former head of NFL refereeing.
That guy. They need to get Ed Hockley in there.
Yeah,
whoever. Come up.
Yeah. I do remember though. This just sort of struck me right now. I don't remember when it was, maybe 10 years ago or something like that. I hadn't been to a game in a while that didn't have replay.
Right.
And you go to a high school game or something like that, and it is actually noticeable. Because at the end, in an NBA game, in an arena, they're going to show the replay on the big screen. Now, you go to a high school game or a little league game, and it's like, oh, that was a crazy play. What did that look? Oh, no, you only get to see it once.
Yeah.
That's right. You only get to see it. And that's okay, because you saw it. And that's what sports were, and I guess getting it right is important, but to me, the entertainment value is most important. And if you lose touch with the entertainment value, I think that you run the risk of losing touch with your audience.
But I'll say this, 2 years ago, over there at Mercedes-Benz, my high school was robbed. My Peach County High, we were robbed. The boy knee was down, and they said he fumbled, and it cost us a state championship, Andy. But still, it was human error. I still can't deal with it because he was down. Just the fact that all the blowback that people were, can you call anybody? You know, we need to get replay.
They wanted you to fix it.
They wanted me to fix it.
Randy, use your influence.
Dude, you heard it. Can you come with us to City Hall? Everything, man. It was bad.
Did you go?
No, man. Because I know I couldn't do anything about it. But my Peach kind of got robbed. They got robbed last year too. Kinda. best wide receiver in America. You leave them single coverage.
So now, is it Country Home? Country House.
Country House, right?
Country
Mark
House.
Owens.
Country House won the Kentucky Derby now, even though he didn't. We'll come back. Wendy's going to come in for the Wendy Zone. It's time for the Wendy Zone, which means Wendy Adams in front of a microphone that will broadcast on the radio. It's going to be glorious. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.